Praise the Lord, everyone. You may be seated for just a moment. It is my unique, distinct honor and privilege to be a part of this great celebration. Brother David Gray is, in my estimation, probably the finest Christian that I have ever met or ever hoped to meet. He is a Christian, and that is the highest compliment that I could pay him. He is a renowned Bible teacher, and he is someone that I take advice from. And if he tells me to do something, I do it. I do have a confession to make here tonight. As an evangelist, I have personal policies. One of them is, or two of them are, I do not preach anniversary services, nor do I preach banquets. But I changed all of my policies for you and your lovely wife. I am delighted to be here in this place. Jesus is here. And because he is here, anything can happen. It is late, and you are tired, and I am tired. So this is not a lengthy message. In fact, it is a very simple message. But I trust that you will never forget it. Would you stand again for the reading of the word of the Lord? I want to read to you tonight from the book of Acts, chapter 17. If you would turn there with me, Acts chapter 17. The setting is that the Apostle Paul is doing missionary work. He is in the country of Greece. He is in the city of Athens. And he is on a place called Mars Hill. I have been there. In verse 22 of Acts chapter 17, the Bible says, "Then Paul stood in the midst of Mars Hill and said, 'Ye men of Athens, I perceive that in all things ye are too superstitious. For as I passed by and beheld your devotions, I found an altar with this inscription, to the unknown God. Whom therefore ye ignorantly worship, him declare I unto you. God that made the world and all things therein, seeing that he is Lord of heaven and earth, dwelleth not in temples made with hands, neither is worshipped with men's hands, as though he needed anything, seeing he giveth to all life and breath and all things.'" And here is where I want to get to. Speaking of God, in verse 26, "God hath made of one blood all nations of men for to dwell on all the face of the earth." Everyone say earth. Say dwelling place of mankind. "And hath determined the times before appointed and the bounds of their habitation," or the boundary of their habitation. This verse of scripture simply is saying that God made of all flesh one blood, all blood one nation of people, etc., etc. And all of these people, or all of this human flesh, dwells within boundaries. And the bounds of man's habitation is the earth. There are many references I could have used, but I want to use from Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 and 2. It is a reference to Lucifer, the devil, Satan, however you want to term him. In Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 1, the Bible says, "And you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air." Say Lucifer. Say he is the prince and power of the air. The Bible goes on to say, "the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience." So here, the scripture says that the devil, his domain is the prince and power of the air. I simply want to entitle this tonight, Outer Space. Would you lift your hands, your voices, and your hearts, and would you worship with me? There is a spirit of revelation in this and also understanding. Ask that God will do both for you. Lord Jesus, tonight we thank you for the wonderful touch of God that is in this house. We praise you for the anointing. We praise you for the singing that we have heard. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Thus it is written, and thus it is. Let the refreshing of the Holy Ghost breathe upon us. We lift our voices. We lift our hearts. We lift our hands. We lift our very souls into the presence of the Lord. Blessed be the name of Jesus forever. I pray for a spirit of anointing and understanding to come upon us. May we be changed by the touch of the Master's hand. May we never be the same again. We give you praise, glory, and honor. We ask all of these things in Jesus' blessed and wonderful name. And everyone said, amen. The Lord bless you. You may be seated. Would you clap for the Lord tonight for just a moment with all of your heart? And would you mingle with that the sound of your voice of triumph, because it is written, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with a voice of triumph, because there is no one like unto him, neither in heaven nor in earth. There is none so mighty, there is none so powerful, there is none so strong, there is none so gracious, there is none so good. He is the author and the finisher of my faith. He is the altogether lovely. He is the beginning and the end. He is God in the flesh, and his name is Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Yes. I do not believe in UFOs. I don't. I don't believe in flying saucers. I just don't believe in them. I don't believe that we as Americans, as earthlings, have to worry about aliens from outer space penetrating this atmosphere and wiping us out. I don't believe any of that. I don't believe it. However, we live in a culture wherein science fiction has become a very integral part of entertainment for those in our particular culture. And within this culture, at least in our subconscious, in the back of our thinking and minds, we do give some credence to it. We do. The reason that I do not believe in all of those things is because I've read a lot of articles on flying saucers and UFOs and all of that type of thing. But the interesting thing to me is this, that all of the articles are a bit spurious. That means illegitimate. In that, there's always just one or two witnesses. And the photographs they have are usually very fuzzy. And then you read all these articles about what they have in the secret files, in the government, etc., etc., etc. And to me, it doesn't hold any real validity. And I've read a lot about it. But to show you how prone we are to become involved in the world of science fiction, a few years ago, there was a mechanical robot who played a role in a movie made in Hollywood, and his name was E.T. This robot won an Academy Award for Best Performer of the Year. That should tell you something about the mindset of our particular culture. I mean, when a piece of steel can receive an Academy Award for Best Performance for the Year, and people stand and applaud and clap, I think basically that we are in some kind of difficulty. So I do not believe in all of those things. But I do believe in the Bible. And the Bible says in the last days there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the stars, in the earth, in heavens. I read an article that says they have found spots on the moon. One of them is 12 miles long, and they say it is red in color. The Bible says in the last days that the moon will become, as it were, dripping blood. What is more significant about blood than its red color? I read another article that says they have found spots on the surface of the sun where the gases that burn, that give light for our particular solar system, and in particular our Earth, or our place of habitation. Spots have burned out. The gases have burned out on the surface of the sun. Some of them are large, and they are dark, blackish brown in color, like charred charcoal. There is a scripture that says, in the last days, that the sun will become black as sackcloth of hair. I read another article where they were drilling for oil. They were drilling deeper than they had ever drilled in the history of oil digging and drilling. I think it was in Siberia this happened. Some of you may have read the article also. But in the depths of their drilling, suddenly, horrific, terrifying screams came from somewhere deep in the earth. And it caused fright to come upon those who were there digging, and they stopped drilling and they're digging. David said prophetically, he said, thou wilt not leave mine soul in hell, nor wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. There is somewhere in the lower parts of this earth a place where I believe hell is. And is it possible, ladies and gentlemen here tonight, scholars, visitors, whoever, that somehow they drilled and touched into that place, and the sounds that came out of there struck such fear that it caused those who were drilling to back off? We are living at a time when in the church we should be aware, cognizant of what is going on. But most of us are asleep and we are totally unaware of what really is going on around us. Do you hear me tonight when I say that this whole earth is quaking and shaking beneath the pressure of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ in the clouds of glory? Someone gave me a 3-day recording of earthquakes worldwide. I took the time to go through every registered quake in the earth over a 3-day period. Islands of the sea are registering earthquake tremors. Some of them 4, 5, and 6 on the Richter scale. Some of them 1, 2, 3, 3.5, 4. But there are earthquakes in continents, in islands, in countries. Every moment almost of the day, every moment of the night, somewhere there is an earth tremor in the earth. There is a scripture that says that creation groans to wit the redemption of the sons of God. People, hear me tonight. Every time you hear of an earthquake someplace in the earth, it should send you into a tailspin of worship and praise. It will cause us to come through the doors of our sanctuary, praising the Lord, shouting for joy, and worshiping, because every earthquake is the voice of the earth crying, He's coming, He's coming, He's coming, He's coming. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says in the last days that there will be earthquakes in diverse places, and the whole earth is crying out to us, but we are not hearing. We are not hearing. There's enough going on in the news media. There's enough in the newspapers every day. It ought to cause Pentecostals to come to church and worship like they have never worshipped before. Instead of all of this surface praise the Lord, we ought to be grabbing each other's hand and saying, He's coming, He's coming. It's in the newspaper, it's in the media. He's coming. Something has happened. We're about to get out of here. Something is going to happen in my day. Something is about to take place. Do you hear me tonight? Do you hear what I'm saying? That there is something going on in the air. There is something going on in this hour that ought to shake us. Whether the preacher preaches or not, there's enough going on. It ought to send us into a fit of worship.
because he's coming.
And then, I read an article several years ago. Scientists found the most brilliant light in space they have ever discovered. And the explanation for this glowing light in space was that it appeared to be a hole in space, and that there was this most brilliant light shining through from the other side. Recently, two people picked up with telescopes the most glowing light they had ever seen, and they saw it simultaneously in different parts of the earth. And they said that it was a cube. And they said it was 1,000 miles by 1,000 miles by 1,000 miles, approximately. The Bible says that there is a holy city where the Lamb is the light of that city, and that it is 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles by 1,500 miles. The Bible says there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, in the earth, in the stars. Is it possible? Is it possible that human beings have picked up with telescopes and scientific equipment that holy city that has been prepared by him who said, if I go away, I will come again. I will take you. I will come to get you. I will prepare a place for you, that where I am, there you may be also. In my Father's house are many mansions. Is it possible that they have picked up the holy city and that it's on its way down toward planet Earth for the next greatest event in human history, and that is the catching away of the church of the living God, those that are born again, those that have been redeemed by the hand of the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb? I think we are living in the most monumental hours that man has ever lived in. This is no time to let go. This is the time to hold on. This is the time to sing it. This is the time to worship. This is the time to get involved. Yes, clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Hallelujah. You can do better than that. There's something here that wants to happen. There is something here tonight that is going to happen. Something wonderful is in this house. Something wonderful is here. Hallelujah. Now, that's it. There's nobody here but us. We can just let it all hang out. We can do our thing here tonight because there is a spirit of celebration in this house. And I've come to celebrate not only these 50 years, but I've come to celebrate something else. I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to get out of here. We're about to get out of here. Oh, happy day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you may be seated. If you do much reading at all, if you like to read and have ever read about those who have gone into outer space, say outer space, if you've ever read after them, there is something that all of them have said once they got back here to planet Earth. They all said that they were all made, once they got out there, beyond the Earth's atmosphere, He said that they were made acutely aware of God and His presence. For example, in the Apollo 15 flight, there was an astronaut whose name was James Irwin. He said, I quote, "I felt the power of God as I'd never felt it before while walking on the moon." On the Apollo 16 flight, there was a man whose name was Charles Duke. He became an evangelical Christian 6 years after his 1972 moonwalk. Today, he speaks to religious groups around the world. They all had similar statements. Before the Iron Curtain came down, the Berlin Wall, Russian astronauts who were put into orbit beyond the Earth's atmosphere, though they came from an atheistic society, said that they had seen gigantic angels flying through space. It was not reported in Russia, but it got into our press, and I have the tiny article in my files at home. No matter what the religious persuasion was before they went out there on these space trips, all of them made reference to the fact that when they got out there, they felt God and His presence. They became aware of Him. The Bible says that Lucifer is the prince and power of the air. He was cast down by God into the earth's atmosphere. Luke 10:18 says, Jesus speaking, "I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven." Satan was cast down from heaven's glory into the earth's atmosphere by God. And when astronauts got beyond this atmosphere, they said they felt God in His presence. Is it possible that Lucifer has been limited by God to the earth and its atmosphere, and that beyond the earth's atmosphere, that he does not exist? And the astronauts, going beyond the Earth's atmosphere, entered into a devil-free environment where they were free to become aware of the pure spirit and presence of God. And coming into His presence changed their lives forever. I have come to believe that the devil does not exist beyond the earth's atmosphere, because he is not omnipresent. He is not all powerful. He has been limited by God. According to the Bible, before I get to that, this blue sky that you enjoy every day on your way to work, around your house, going outside, etc. Scientists tell us that blue only exists for 12 miles up. That beyond 12 miles up, it is pitch black out there. I preached this thought in Des Moines, Iowa this year. My pastor's wife, Sister Butcher, got a hold of it and came running to me. And when she gets a hold of something, she shakes. And she can dance like a Comanche Indian. She can get into it. And she was into it. She said, "Brother Stone King," she said, "I've never thought about this. I've never thought about this." She said, "You've got a hold of something." She said, "I have decided the next time the devil gives me a problem, I'm going to just sit down and look at him and say, 'Devil, just remember, 12 miles up and that's all the space you've got. Beyond that, you just don't exist out there. And so I'm going to send my prayers beyond this earth's atmosphere, and my prayers are going to touch the throne of God, and there is nothing that you can do about it.'" Hallelujah. 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 According to the Bible, man's bounds of habitation are the earth and its atmosphere. They would like to live on the moon, but there's no atmosphere there. They can't. According to the Bible, man's bounds of habitation are the earth and its atmosphere. So, in the world, man has no escape from the evil influence of the powers of darkness. And therefore, he manifests the works of darkness. You see it every day in your cities, on the streets here. The devil's the prince and power of the air. Man, his boundaries are here. He has no recipe on his own. There's no formula on his own to escape the powers of darkness. So he manifests the powers of darkness. But God has put a little bit of outer space in the world, namely the church, where the influence of darkness is canceled out and man can come into the presence of God. And if I am correct, then that is why I am so emphatically preaching in this hour that we cannot let go of holiness and separation and modesty. Because if the church does not maintain its separation from the world, hold tenaciously to the truth, the whole truth, then humanity in the world has no hope of ever having an outer space encounter with God. If this church becomes like the world, then people in the world will not have, as it were, a space station that they can run into where darkness is canceled out by light. There is no hope for them. If we let go, there is no hope for them. That's what happens when sinners stumble in off the streets into our services. I've watched them. They'll come in mocking and scoffing. They'll grin and look around because they are enslaved by the spirit of darkness. And I've watched them mock and carry on. Then all of a sudden, it's like their eyes widen and they look around. You can tell the moment it happens if you're watching them. Suddenly, they hear another voice that they have never heard before. And suddenly, they begin to respond. And they don't know what to do with what they're feeling. And tears will begin to run down. Their heart begins to pound. Their palms begin to perspire. And they feel something. And they see something. And they hear something that they've never seen or heard or felt before. You know what happened right at that moment? We just cut the devil's wire. That's exactly what happened. We cut his wire. We cut his wire. And we plugged in a voice that says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." That's why it is so important every time you come to church, whether you feel like it or not, to worship God. Whether you feel like it or not is immaterial. That's beside the point. The Bible says, if you will build him a habitation of praise, he will come and live in that habitation. And that habitation is the Spirit of the Lord. It is praise. If we will praise him, the Spirit
Spirit of the Lord inhabiteth the praises of His people. If you will praise Him, you build a great big house, and He will come and live in that house in a great big way. But if you do not praise Him, He has no habitation. So when you come to church, no matter if you have worked all day and if you're exhausted, that's beside the point. If you're too tired to get your hands in the air, prop your elbows up on the back of the pew. And if you don't have pews, then go to some brother or sister and say, I've had it. I'm out of it. I'm exhausted. But may I borrow your shoulder? I just want to get my hand in the air. I don't think they'll mind. But my God, with what's going on out there tonight in this house, we ought to be able to do something. We ought to be able to do something in the house of the Lord. We're not asking you to do this on the streets, at least not yet. But in here, we ought to clap. We ought to lift our hands. We ought to shout the victory. We ought to worship God. We ought to sing. We ought to get involved. We ought to beat a tambourine. We at least ought to tap a foot and get involved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because when you worship the Lord, you create an atmosphere where people who do not know God can suddenly feel Him. I've watched people sit in audiences and just absolutely fight it, afraid of it. But if I can, and I've watched a lot of people do this, I'd watch people that didn't sing, didn't clap, didn't stand, didn't do anything, at least from the waist up. But if you can get to a certain vantage point and watch their feet while the choir's singing, their foot's giving it this. We've already got you, folks. We've already got you. If you've been given it this, we've got you. It's just a matter of time, because when this gets involved with this, this gets involved with this. And when this gets involved with this, you're going to act just like us. And you're going to be just like us. And you're going to get involved just like us. Because this is like a fire shut up in our bones, and we cannot keep it quiet. We cannot keep it quiet. And we must stir up the gift that is inside of us. Because if you will stir up the gift that is inside of you, you will become a fanatic. You will climb over pews. You will not fear to lay hands upon people. You will stand and you will worship Him unashamedly without inhibitions of any kind. Hallelujah. 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 You may be seated or stand. I don't care what you do at this point. But I'm here to tell you tonight, I don't care who you are, where you came from, what your story is, what your history is, the devil cannot hold you against your will. He cannot hold you against your will. He is not that powerful. He is not that powerful. He is not that powerful. If you are in this audience tonight and you want Jesus, your flesh wants Him, you want Him, you can get out of your seat and you can walk to that altar, and the devil will have a nervous breakdown. But he cannot stop you. He cannot stop you. He cannot stop you, because He is not that powerful. If you will to serve Him, you can serve Him. If you will to live for Him, you can live for Him. He'll make a way where there is no way, because He knows how to do it. Yes! Now, you may be seated. This is of tremendous interest to me. These astronauts who've gone out there into outer space, it has messed them up. Because when they go out there into outer space, they are free of the pull of gravity. And the centrifugal force created by the rate of their travel totally neutralizes gravity, as I am told. So, they don't feel the pull of gravity. And when they get back to planet Earth, they have a terrible time acclimating to gravity. And the longer they stay out there, the longer it takes them to get back into it. It has so messed some of them up, they've had to have psychological care. Their nerves have been frayed. In fact, how do you relate to the man next door when you've walked on the moon and he hasn't? What do you have to talk about? How do you relate to these people over here when you've been out there in outer space and you've orbited around the earth and seen the stars, the celestial bodies? How do you talk with people next door or on the job? They haven't been where you've been. Now, do you know what our problem is? We are spacey. That's what our problem is. We are spaced out. We have been out there in the spirit. How do you live next door to somebody, relate to all of that, when you've been to a place like this and spoken languages you can't understand? How do you relate to that? You can't relate to that. How do you relate to that mess out there when you've been here and you have clapped and you've fallen out and you have trembled and shook and had visions? How do you relate to that? You don't relate to that out there. Someone said to me earlier this year, they were angry with me. They said, Stone King, you are spaced out. I said, yes, I am. I am spacey. I've been out there. He lives. He's alive. I know him. I have his spirit. He has touched me. I've been healed by the hand of the Lord. This gospel is true. I've got a hold of it. I've got it in my soul. You know why that man's running back there? He's spaced out. You know why she's dancing? She's spaced out. You know why you're jumping up and down? Because you're spaced out. We are spaced out. And you can't live in this world anymore. You can't think like you used to think. You can't act like you used to act. You can't talk like you used to talk. You can't live like you used to live. You can't dress like you used to dress. Because we are spaced out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you get it, Sam? That's what's wrong with your whole bunch. Your whole bunch is spacey. I mean, they are in orbit. We are in orbit and we're never going to come down. We are just never going to come down. We are not going to come down. That's what's wrong with Brother Gray. He got spaced out over 50 years ago, and he is still spaced out. And he's not going to come down. You can tell that by the way he talks. We're not coming down. Say, I've got that. Say it again. Say it again. Punch your neighbor and say, now I know what's wrong with you. You are spacey. I feel like screaming. I feel like shouting. I feel like dancing. I feel like we're running. I feel like worshiping the Lord because we've got a hold of something. We've got a hold of something. We've got a hold of something that money cannot buy. We've got a hold of something. Hallelujah! 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 Why don't you just let it go? You've got a right to dance. You've got a right to shout. You've got a right to leap for joy. Yes! Ah! That's it, man. That's it. That's it. Don't let go of it. Don't let go of it. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, there's nobody here but us. There's nobody here but us. Either we have got it or we don't got it. Either this is that or this is not that. But I have come tonight to say that this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel in the last days. Saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Clap your hands, all ye people, and shout unto the voice, unto the Lord with the voice of triumph. Clap your hands. I'd rather have him doing that here than in a bar someplace. I'd rather have him doing it here than in some bar somewhere. Lay your hands upon someone near you and begin to pray in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. That's it. That's it. I know this is a celebration, but something can happen here that will change us forever. Health and strength, power and might. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. That's it, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's it. Let your voice out, let your voice out in the name of Jesus of Nazareth. May we never be the same again. May we never be the same again. May we never be the same again. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Something wants to happen for some of you. There are people here tonight who are going to be healed and are being healed in this atmosphere. If you will throw your hands in the air right now and begin to worship Him, the gift of faith is in this house. And because Jesus is here, anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Anything can happen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's it, that's it. Let the Holy Ghost speak through you. Let the Holy Ghost speak through you. In the name of Jesus, such as I have, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, by the authority of the Word of God, by the power of the name of Jesus, I set you free in the name of Jesus. 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 Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 At this point, everybody should have a hold of somebody. Everybody should have a hold of somebody. Lay your hands upon somebody. There is such power in this place. There is deliverance in this house. Sing it.
I'm praising Him.
I feel like praising Him.
I feel like praising Him.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like praising Him.
I feel like praising Him.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like praising Him.
I feel like praising Him.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like clapping my hands.
I feel like stomping my feet.
I feel like stomping my feet.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like waving my hand.
I feel like waving my hand.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like shouting for joy.
I feel like shouting for joy.
Woo!
I feel like like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel
like
jumping for joy.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
Oh, oh, oh. The Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like dancing 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 for joy.
Oh, the Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like dancing for joy.
I feel like dancing for joy.
I feel like dancing for joy.
Oh, oh, oh. The Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like dancing for joy.
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 Oh,
oh, oh. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising Him.
I feel like praising Him.
I feel like praising Him. Oh, oh, oh.
Oh,
the Lord has been
so good to me.
Come on and praise Him.
Praise.
Everybody praise.
Praise.
Everybody praise. Jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like jumping for joy.
Oh, oh, oh.
The Lord has been so good to me.
I just feel it.
I feel like jumping for joy.
I feel like waving my hand.
I feel like waving my hand.
I feel like waving my hand.
I feel like
waving
my hand.
Oh, oh, oh. The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like running for joy.
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 Oh, oh, oh. The Lord has been so good to me.
I feel like running for joy.
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 Oh, oh, oh.
The Lord has been so good to me.
I just feel it. I feel like praising Him.
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 Oh, 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 oh.
The Lord has been so good to me. I feel like praising Him.
Come on and praise Him.
Praise.